The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America and Pennsylvania. Are these electoral maps we're talking about, Harley?
Yes, they are. These are the voter district maps. The party in power usually draws them up. And if it gets by the courts, then it's okay. The Republicans had a map that they drew up back in 2011. It helped them in the last elections and the election since then. And now the Pennsylvania's Democrat majority state Supreme Court has ordered a new voter district map, which restores the old Democrats map. In other words, they're fighting tooth and nail for the elections to come later this year, because the Democrats want to try to retake, if they can, the House and certainly the Senate, if they can.
Yeah, fancy that, eh? New administration changed the maps. That's a funny how do you do. Now, gun purchase laws in California.
Yeah, the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear the challenge, which means it stands. California has a 10-day waiting period for gun purchases. It's the second largest or longest in the country. This in the midst, of course, of the national debate over how long people should have to wait. Most people, I think, in America think, wait 3 days, wait 5 days, wait 10 days. However long you wait, we'd like to be happy if you get the right person with the gun and keep the wrong people from having them. That would be the real key.
Yeah, you're dead right. I mean, guns, I don't understand. The only reason you want a gun, though, is because you're going to shoot someone or something. So I'm not too sure whether people in metropolitan America or metropolitan Australia need them, but that's a source of very significant public debate. Now, stress. We were talking about it earlier this morning. What's the story?
Well, there's a study that's just been done of about 2,000 working Americans, and they figured out that there are two things that lead to most of our stress. One is work, and the other is a lack of sleep.
Put them both together, Ann.
You put them together, and you get at least 60 bad days a year. I mean, that's what they figure.
Excuse me, Ross, will you stop nodding your head? Yeah. I mean, honestly. Hey, Harley, I need you.
I know people who have one bad day a week. I mean, 60 a year is not so bad.
No. Good on you, Harley. Don't be too stressed. It's really a very easy segment, and we love you. There he is, Harley in the United States of America.